Back, Promo Palace LLC Vlogs. This is vlog 52. We're going to title this one, Why Playlisters Have No Influence. But before we do, let's give you a word from Promo Palace LLC.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pull promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard the beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, go to promopalace.biz. One-stop shop. Vlog 52, Why Playlisters Have No Influence. It's not really the fault of playlisters or why they have no influence. It's really the fault of the streaming platforms. Streaming platforms really aren't set up for engagement. That's the thing. Influencers are not influencers because they just get a tons of views on the video. Anybody get a ton of views on a video. You can run an ad and get tons of views on a video. Influencers are influencers because they have tons of people engaging. Tons of engagement. You know, because that's what it's all about. It's all about engagement. You know, when we first got into the social media realm, everybody was all about plays and views and followers, not really knowing it's all about engagement. So when you take a place like Spotify, if they would at least add comments, then influencers probably could have, playlisters could have influence. But that's why playlisters are not really classified as influencers. Instagram influencers, TikTok influencers, Facebook influencers, YouTube influencers. These platforms have influencers because they have engagement. And like I said, it's no fault to the playlisters, but you know, there's no way for nobody to engage with your playlist on Spotify or Apple or Deezer. All they can do is follow the playlist and listen. That doesn't do it. That doesn't create influence, just following and listening. You know, so Spotify needs to strongly consider adding like comments or direct messaging of playlisters or something. I don't know. They need to figure something out. They definitely need to figure something out. That's the thing. Does Spotify have direct messaging? I don't think it does. No, it doesn't. That's why we always had to go. If they implemented direct messaging and implemented comments, they'd be good to go. Excuse me, I was getting a little brain freeze there. But therefore, playlisters will never have influence. There's only one independent playlister that has a ton of real organic followers, and he's been building it forever. You know, and I would argue it's probably he figured something out with the algorithms that got his playlist popping, and it's really the mainstream music that he's putting on there that has all the influence. That's the thing with a playlist. It's the music on, it's like radio. It's the artists that you're playing that have all the influence. It's not, you know, the person creating the playlist or the person playing the music on a radio station that has all the influence. Their influence is only as big as the mainstream artists that they play. So Spotify, Apple, whoever's the first to add direct messaging and comments on their playlists will be really ahead of the curve. And the fact that none of these platforms want to allow independent playlisters to direct message or comment on playlists, anything of that nature to happen, it makes me suspect. But playlisters will never really have influence. They will never be considered as influencers until there's actual engagement on the platform. You know, that's where influence comes from, is engagement. The comments, the reshares, those are like, algorithms care more about likes, comments, and reshares than they do views, typically, you know. So, and it's all about engagement. And influencers have no engagement, so they have no influence. And I don't know what more really to say about this, but playlisters don't really have influence. They never will. Even the major labels that own their playlist, they don't really have influence. Those playlists are only getting played just because it's all mainstream music. And Spotify is the only one that really has any type of influence in the playlisting. And that's mainly with the Rap Caviar. You know, they definitely could add whoever they want to add on there, but they don't want to do that. And rumors is that people might be paying to get on there, you know, that artists are paying to get the song on there along with the cover of the playlist for Rap Caviar. And it wouldn't put past me that they're doing that, you know. But even them, they don't really have influence. Like, if they just put all unsigned artists on those playlists, people are gonna be like, what the hell is this? They're gonna be very disappointed, because popular music is what really has the influence here, you know, not the playlisters themselves. So yeah, once again, thank you for tuning in. Paul Pickett, owner of Promo Palace LLC. This is Promo Palace LLC vlog 52, why playlisters have no influence, simply because there's no engagement on these social media platforms. You can't direct message and you can't comment on, you know, you can't comment on songs. You can't comment on playlists. You can't comment on nothing. And if you could at least comment, that would be all the engagement we need. Where people could comment, reply to the comment, like the comment, dislike the comment. That would be all the engagement you really need to have any kind of influence. You know, you wouldn't even really need the direct messaging. But if you had direct messaging and the comments, then playlisters could have more influence. But the fact that there's no engagement on these platforms like that, they can't have influence. That's why they're called Instagram influencers and TikTok influencers and Facebook influencers and YouTube influencers for a reason. Because there's a lot of engagement going on those platforms. Once again, thank you for tuning in. And